Yeah, I've had a string of interviews lately of people that have been out of corporate media and into the free world of independent media. And it's been a very refreshing past couple of weeks talking to people, hearing their stories. One that I've been trying to get, this is an interview that I've been trying to set up for literally months, okay? And we finally were able to get it. This is somebody who really, I think, opened the door and at least opened the eyes of a lot of journalists out there who maybe they're scared. They don't want to make the plunge. They're just going to try to stay in line with what corporate media tells them to say, what Pfizer tells corporate media to say, what Democrats or globalists or whoever tells their corporate media puppets to say. When my next guest dropped her, almost literally dropped her mic and left corporate media to go independent, it really sent shockwaves across the industry, and you started seeing more and more people doing it. We're very blessed, pleased, and honored to have Ivory Hecker joining us today. Ivory, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. It's good to be with you.
It's great to have you. Like I said, we've been trying to get you on, I think, since like last October, if I recall. And we get started, then we move, and stuff happens, you know. But and you're more than just an independent journalist. You're also a singer, and that took me by surprise. I thought, oh, okay, you know, you posted on Twitter one of your music videos, and at first I thought, oh, you know, what is this going to be? And it's like, oh wow, she could sing too. This is great. So, tell us about you. Introduce yourself to the J.D. Rucker Show audience, if you will.
Well, I'm Ivory Hecker, an independent journalist. I spent 9 years in corporate news before leaving Fox. 2021, time is flying. So I worked with Fox affiliate, a couple of NBC affiliates, you know, went in being a NBC affiliate flagship. I went to the Today Show, met Matt Lauer and everything before ditching NBC for Fox Corp. And that brought me to Texas, where I was, you know, in the Murdoch family then, working my way up, dream a job. Fox Corp is where I wanted to be, you know, starting in Houston, on the way to New York, appearing on Fox News occasionally, but mainly doing the regional Texas stuff. And then Fox really changed when the pandemic hit. The propaganda and the lockdown on information became obvious to me, and it really stunned me. And it actually was heartbreaking to me that my dream company suddenly didn't want its audience to know certain truths. And so that is when I decided I'm leaving Fox, and that's the company I wanted. And so I'm leaving it all, ditching every news corporation, burning all bridges, and just gonna go independent. And I didn't know if I would ever do news again. So I called Fox out live on air, summer of 2021. And the support, the response from the audience was stunning to me. So many people from around the world reached out and said, thank you, because they knew they were being fed propaganda. People aren't stupid. They knew what they're hearing, this, you know, this chorus of identical narratives from every outlet. Something was off. And they said, thank you for admitting it live on air. Now, will you please seek answers on what's really going on? And so everyone just started saying, Ivory, please look into this. Please look into this. And so I was like, wow, I guess I have a duty to keep doing independent work. And so I, you know, shortly after that, just started picking up where I left off and doing independent journalism ever since. And here I am.
And here you are. And you're doing fantastic, and it looks like you're having fun. You know, I will listen before, you know, you have to go there. It's like, okay, you get an assignment. You got to go interview this person, report on this, you know, go talk about things and make sure that you stay in line in script. And then I watch your videos now, which people can go, they can find you on YouTube at youtube.com/Ivory Hecker. If I recall, correct me if I'm wrong, but they can find your videos there. And it sounds like, oh, you know, She's doing what she wants to do. She's saying what she wants to say. No limits, no limits whatsoever. And that's fantastic. I was watching a video that you did the other day. Actually, I stole parts of it, of your video,
Oh.
And I actually played it during my show the other day, about the Damar Hamlin controversy. You know, is he alive? Is he dead? Are they doing, you know, weekend at Damar's or something like that? And it's controversial, obviously. And that's something that you could never in a million years bring up on Fox News, whether at a local affiliate or Fox News Corporate or CBS or any place else. They would never even broach the idea. But let's face it, it is kind of odd that this guy comes out there with a hoodie on, sunglasses, you know, face mask. You can't see anything. And I mean, you would think that this being the triumphant return after having a heart attack in the middle of the field, that it'd be, you know, hey guys, I'm here. But it's more like, okay, you know, keep it all secret, and then flashing signs with his hands up in the box and all that stuff. Weird stuff. You're talking about globalism. You're talking about all the crazy stuff. And of course, talking about vaccines and the dangers and risks there. What in your time away, what have been some of the most important and interesting discussions you've had, whether it's a story that you're talking about or somebody that you're interviewing? Tell us, you know, since your shift over to independent, what has really impressed you about what you've been able to do?
Well, right off the bat, the very first independent report I did after leaving Fox was on COVID drug treatment, because Fox had banned me from covering that after I reported what was actually happening. I mean, I just allowed a soundbite from a doctor that I interviewed to get out. The bosses didn't want that out. That local doctors were doing this, this, and this, and having great success in healing patients. Why would that be banned? But I was harshly disciplined and had a letter written saying, you are forbidden going forward from covering COVID drug treatment. That was very creepy. And that's kind of where I was like, okay, I'm out. I'm ditching Fox. So when I left Fox, the first thing I covered was that. I felt I had a duty to connect the dots that Fox didn't want connected. What's really working? And when I looked further into this doctor and his numbers, he was saving four times more lives than the average hospital across America. And so the fact that this, I was in trouble for showing his whole recipe of what he does, because that's what I did. I put it all out there. He uses all of these things together and it's working. And you know, a couple of the things he was using was hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. And those are the two drugs that they did not want spoken about. They had shut down the narrative on. There was a certain time in the summer of 2020 when all the outlets kind of said, okay, boom, we're done. We're closing the chapter on those drugs. We won't mention their names anymore. And this was just as the research on ivermectin was starting to ramp up. It was April of 2020 that my outlet did one story on really promising research that showed in vitro in the lab, ivermectin would just knock out COVID. Very promising. And so then they were starting to actually test it on humans. And they locked that down. We're not going to look any further at what's coming forward. Well, what was coming forward was fantastic studies, information showing that ivermectin indeed was really incredible. It would wrap itself around the spike protein and shut down the disease. And we couldn't talk about it. So ivermectin was something I highlighted in my very first report, looked at the actual science surrounding it, and actually interviewed patients who'd come back from the brink of death. Nothing was working. Lungs almost completely shut down, starting ivermectin and immediately feeling better, immediately starting to be able to breathe. Incredible stories. I put that out and that was my very first report. And ever since then, I occasionally get messages from my viewers saying, I think you saved my life. I think you saved my husband's life. Because we didn't know about ivermectin. We saw your report. We were able to get a prescription and immediately begin to heal. So I think that to me, when you're told that your news report saved someone's life, that there's nothing that compares to that. So I think that's the number one thing that I am grateful I was able to cover, and that walking away from that corporate salary and my bright corporate news future, I will never regret, because leaving them at least saved a couple of lives.
Oh, I would say you probably saved more lives than that. And yes, those emails, those sometimes text messages, those Twitter DMs, they can be so fulfilling. And that's when you know that you're on the right track. Wonderful stuff. You'd mentioned that, you know, it's really creepy when they told you not to talk about certain things at Fox News. You also mentioned that you met Matt Lauer. Speaking of creepy, how was that?
It was good. It was good. He was not inappropriate to me. That was good. It was, you know, because I was an NBC reporter in Minneapolis at the time. And on my trip to New York, I was like, hey, can I go greet my fellow coworkers at NBC? And they're like, yeah. So I did this little walkthrough at Today's Show and like met everybody. So I didn't spend extensive time with Matt Lauer, but he was, and I had my boyfriend at the time right there with me. So he was very respectful. But it's crazy to hear these stories. Honestly, it was shortly after that he was busted for being quite inappropriate with women. And then we started to hear more and more newsroom stories. And my dad actually reached out to me saying, Ivory, has this ever happened to you? And I was like, no, it hasn't. Fortunately, men don't mess with me at work. So because I put off this vibe of like, don't mess with me. But it's crazy, some of these stories that you hear.
Yeah, no, absolutely it is. So like I said, you're doing obviously independent media. And you've been doing it now for, as you noted, time flies. It's been, what, a couple months now, right? So, or a couple months, almost a couple of years. And so now you've had some time to reflect. You've been going through this. You've been doing the singing. You've been doing the journalism. You've been talking to, you know, you have a place where you do your, put your uncensored stuff out there, stuff that you can't necessarily put on the YouTube censor zone. So that's good. You know, tell me about that. But what is the plan forward? You know, are you going to continue to sing? Are you going to advance in independent media? Are you going to start a, you know, go work for Newsmax, even though they just got taken off DirecTV, or OAN, or Real America's Voice, or anything like that? What is the plan for your career going forward?
Well, when I left Fox and, you know, I went unexpectedly pretty viral, it actually led to a lot of job offers. A lot of these big outlets offered for me to work for them. And I just didn't feel led to do that. It was really interesting, because I was like, my past self would be kicking me so hard. Some of these opportunities were so incredible after I left Fox. But I was just like so almost like traumatized from that experience that I had like this fierce desire to be independent. And it was like, I can't work for anyone right now. And, you know, and I said, and I'll still say that maybe in the future, I will want to take one of those great opportunities if it's still available. But I just wanted to do my own thing and cover what I wanted, say what I wanted, and realign myself with the viewers, which you're supposed to do in journalism. What are the viewers' questions? I'm going to seek answers to that. And so that's what I've been doing. And I'm still just wanting to continue doing that independent journalism. As far as music, yes, I do want to keep doing music now. Music is like, my guitar was always my therapy. After a hectic day in news, I would just go home and play my guitar, and it would soothe my soul, just like David's harp soothed his soul after battle, soothed the king's soul. Anyway, so the guitar was always like my therapy, but songs would occasionally come to me, just sometimes in my sleep or through inspiration. They would just pop out of my heart. And so I just have this list of songs that I've written. And so I figured I should produce some of them. So, but that's always been like a little hobby to me. That's just my, you know, I just felt I should do something with the songs that come from another realm. And that last one that I put out in November, which you saw, that one was written in my sleep. So the fact that these songs come in that way from like an extremely authentic place, I was like, I should do something with this and not just hide this little song away. So I would like to continue doing that because it gives my heart some joy to do music. So, but I think independent journalism is really needed right now. And I want to continue doing that because we're in a bit of a lull right now where people are like, okay, I think the tyranny is subsiding. We're going to be okay. But that's not true. That's not true. These people are not done. And we need to keep independent people with their eyes open looking at what's next. Because this is a slow encroachment that we need to fend off.
Definitely creeping encroachment for sure. And it's not just about getting the people that have their eyes open and keeping them sharp. It's also about making sure more people are opening their eyes. And I think that is definitely happening, though we're still, in my humble opinion, far behind. I have one final question for you, and we are going to be playing for those who are curious. They're probably rushing off to find you. After the break, I'm going to go ahead and play Ivory's song, so don't worry. The Yay! One that we saw. So we'll get that played out on the air. But before I get to my final question, let everybody know where they can find you. All the places. I mentioned your YouTube channel. You've got some uncensored stuff. Yeah, you got a Twitter account. Where can people find Ivory Hecker?
Yes, go to youtube.com/Ivory Hecker. I do a podcast almost every day there, trying to fill in the blanks that the corporate media leaves out. And then some of the stuff that's just too real for YouTube, I put on unified.tv, which is the new Netflix of truth seeking, a pretty incredible platform with a lot of truth seekers on there. Unified, spelled with a Y, unified.tv. Of course, you can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all that. And on YouTube, you'll see all that music that I've put out as well. I have a music YouTube and a news YouTube, but YouTube actually censored my newest song. They put an age restriction on it. It's a song about freedom, but I guess, you know, if you're under 18, you shouldn't know about freedom. So they had to put that restriction on.
Goodness gracious. Yeah, I guess the most dangerous thing, and it is actually true, the most dangerous thing to authoritarians, to tyrants, to oppressors would be a young generation that believes in freedom. So my last question for you before we let you go is, you've had your finger on the pulse of essentially the world for during not just since you've been independent, but even before. So you've been touching on so many subjects out there. We're in 2023 now. Going forward, what do you see as, you can list as many as you want, and it doesn't necessarily have to be like a top three list, a top one list, a top 10 list. Just what are the threats, the biggest threats that we need to focus on as Americans going forward? It could be one, it could be five. Tell me what keeps you up at night.
Oh, a huge one is elections. And that's something that Fox was censoring as well, oddly enough. You would think, you know, Fox was all about election integrity, but they're not. And they were really slick with their little tightrope that they walk. Like, ooh, we care about elections. No, you don't. They're hiding some dirty secrets about how corrupt elections are. And I was one of the reporters on the ground getting the evidence sent to me from sources looking and verifying, saying, yep, this is exactly the truth about some serious anomalies on the election that we're not allowed to talk about. Fox shutting it down, saying, Ivory, we're not going to look at that. Let's find anything else for you to cover but this huge election anomaly. And so we're seeing blatant censorship and gaslighting from all outlets, definitely including Fox. And so when you see that censorship from the left and the right outlets, you realize that we're in a really scary place. Elections are not secure. They're not really getting more secure because there is a collusion between the government entities who put on these elections and the media hiding what's really going on. And so we need to be very alert to this. The fact that Dominion is still used in so many states, despite last May, the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency put out a report on how just horrific Dominion is. Our own federal agency on cybersecurity said, yeah, these machines are not secure. We're getting all the evidence. The state of Texas banned Dominion in 2019. Thank God one state did, but there's still like, what, 16 states or something that still use it. And that's just one machine company. Most of these voting machine companies have big issues. And then you go to mail-in, and that's another issue. And the security of elections is not being addressed. We are being gaslit like none other. And if our vote does not count, the future of our country is in serious jeopardy. We look at the guy who's sitting in office as president right now, and if you look at the details of how that happened and how many millions more votes he got than Obama and Trump, the fact that Trump got millions and millions more votes than he got in 2016, yet Biden destroys Trump's record, destroys Obama's record, gets more votes than anyone in history, yet has no fans. Biden's first visit to Houston that I covered days after being inaugurated, and he had no supporters at his visit as a brand new president with the most votes in history. Zero supporters showed up to clap for Biden when he walked into Houston, but there were protesters. And Houston's a blue city. So what's really going on? Elections are huge. And then we definitely have to look at the pharmaceutical companies as well. We have Americans and people around the world need to understand that traditional medicine and pharmaceuticals are not really your friends. And you need to understand how to take care of your health in a better way and fortify yourself against what's happening next, because the World Economic Forum last week just talked about their plans for the next pandemic, which they say is coming in a handful of years. And this time they'll have a database in place worldwide to know exactly how many needles have been in everyone's arms. That's for control. That's for limiting your liberty. LA County shut down your ability to shop at the grocery store if you didn't have those needles in the arm. They want that worldwide. You can't get your food unless you got your pharmaceutical. So there's a lot of concerns coming up. And those are two of the big ones.
Those are big. And I want you to confirm for the audience that you did not hear my first segment where I said that one of the greatest threats that we're facing in today's show, a good chunk of it is focused on voter fraud and media's complicity by not covering it. She didn't hear that, folks. She said that on her own. I didn't prompt her at all.
Great minds think alike. Ivory,
that's the case. So that's awesome. Ivory Hecker, it is a pleasure. And let's get you back on again. And that's Unified with a Y, UNIFYD.TV to see her uncensored stuff, or YouTube.com/Ivory Hecker. You just do search for Ivory Hecker and you'll find her her news and you'll find her music. So great place. Ivory, thank you so much for coming on with me.
Thanks for having me.
After break, we will continue on. So you guys stay tuned. There's a reason Klaus Schwab, Joe Biden, and the globalist elites want your life savings locked in IRAs and other portfolio management schemes that they control. They can keep your money tied up in woke ESG funds, even if doing so will lose you money. Patriots are quickly moving their investments to self-directed IRAs backed by physical precious metals. Unfortunately, most companies that work in this field are beholden to Democrats, the Chinese Communist Party, the WEF, and others who are pushing us toward a digital dollar. I have identified three precious metals companies that believe in America first. These companies make it easy for you to move your retirements and investment to a self-directed IRA backed by physical precious metals. Go to jdrucker.com/gold. That's jdrucker.com/gold.
to run away with me. We could go somewhere so far away, where no one knows our names, and they don't tell us what to do. If we get back our freedom, if we vanish from this school, or should we stay here and fight for the only hope we ever knew? You said let's get on a plane instead of running away. Tickets to DC, you wanna go there with me, right to the heart of it all. Let's keep our resolve, we gotta save our country, cause freedom's not free. Times are changing, before we kissed on my wrist, he placed a bracelet. Far away, where no one knows our names, and they don't tell us what to do. If we get back our freedom, if we run away from this coup, or should we stay here and fight for the only hope we ever knew? They said let's get on a plane instead. Tickets to DC, wanna go there with me, right to the heart of it all. Let's keep our resolve, we gotta save our country, cause freedom's not free. Why do we value all the things we have? Tear the shirt from our hands, but I'll go and I'll fight and I'll stand against all their dark plans. Will I see your face again? She asked as her fingers return the freedom to their land. So let's get out of plane instead of running away. Let's get tickets to DC. Go there with me, right to the heart of it all. Let's keep our resolve, we gotta save our country, cause freedom's not free. It's not free.